Hello and welcome. I'm your digital companion, Charles. Thank you for choosing this 10-day course on optimizing the way you live in one day. I'm really excited to have you here. You could take a moment now to settle in, and your eyes can be open or closed. If you'd like to close them, you can do so now. However you decide to approach this session works for me. If you're seated, if you're within meditation, that's great. You can use each of these sessions as your object of meditation. If you're interested in taking notes as you go, that also works. Or if you'd like to listen on the go, that works too. But now just connect to how it is that you want to listen today. What is your intention for this time together? If you had to define it, what is your reason for being here? It's okay if it's broad or unclear, but if you had to describe it, what's your main motivation for listening and engaging in this practice right now? Just take a moment to identify what that is and try to answer as honestly as you can. Why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? So I'll be asking you that question again, and it might be interesting to notice if it changes or evolves throughout our time together. It might be different on different days, or it might stay the same each time. But this is a valuable question to ask yourself and be familiar with in all situations. It can help you make decisions throughout the day that align with how you really want to live, decisions that are less driven by reactive habit, and more of a pure expression of who you are at your core. So keep your answer in mind, and you might even reflect on it between sessions, that question of why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? Okay, well, throughout this course, we will be optimizing your personal approach to one day. I think to improve your life at large, or to attain overall outcomes like success or happiness or love in life, might feel too big, too unattainable to pursue in any sort of practical way. So what happens is we might avoid pursuing them altogether. It could feel like you are standing at the foot of a mountain, and all you have on are flip-flops, and you haven't trained, and you don't have the gear for climbing, and you might just think, not today. Or maybe I'll just look somewhere else for now. Maybe I'll distract myself with something that takes my mind off of the mountain in front of me. But deep down, you know you are pulled at your core to climb. But to take just one day and optimize it is doable. It's manageable. And that's what this course is about. We will identify 10 basic principles or elements that go into one fully lived, meaningful day, and just focus on one principle at a time, taking these 10 steps to climb the mountain of one day, rather than focusing on the mountain of a whole life. Because really, that's all we can do. The past and the rest of our lives exist only in our minds, in this moment. But today is right now, right in front of you. This is it. This is your whole life, right here. And you might take a second now to notice the immensity of this moment. Your entire life encapsulated in this instant. It's all happening right now, nowhere else, and at no other time. What does that feel like to feel it all at once? So if you can deeply engage with the mountain of today, not distracted by worries about how far away you are from the overall mountaintop, then you have started climbing. And you can be fully successful in the climb of this one day. And maybe that's really the only way we can truly be successful, whatever that word might mean to you. Today can be a lived success. The rest is existing only in the mind. So let's forget about the overall mountain and take this one step or climb this one mini mountain, the mountain of today, together. When we're fully absorbed in the act of this step, the abstract goal completely vanishes. There is just this step. It's all that really exists. So in this session, I'll provide an overview of the 10 daily principles that we'll be exploring throughout the course. And then in sessions moving forward, I'll focus specifically on each principle, one by one, in detail. I'll also begin each session of the course with a bit of a grounding exercise, sort of fine-tuning our physical and mental posture and adjusting our signal to best receive the course in an impactful and present way. I like to think of it as switching from the channel of the habitual thinking mind into the channel of just this brand new experience that we're both really living in together right now. So let's go ahead and tune in. However you're sitting or standing, however you're positioned in space right now, just notice how you're positioned. Notice whatever might feel restless in your body or your mind, whatever feels unsettled. And see if you can make adjustments, however your body and your mind knows how, to come to a restful position. Maybe give yourself permission to come to rest, just for this time together. Feel gravity pulling you down toward the earth and down toward the ground, supporting you. Feeling the ground supporting you as it always does. And you might even feel appreciation for that constant support. And notice any resistance to this present moment experience. Any mental or physical struggle against it. And maybe let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw loosen. Allow your chest and your stomach to soften. And just scan through your body and notice whatever sensations stand out to you. And maybe let go of any interpretation of them. Let go of labels for a moment and just feel. Imagine what it was like before you learned language, before you had access to the symbolic tools of words that we use to communicate. What was it like before you had words? Just become aware and feel what your body is like right now. Now, as you feel yourself pulled down, supported by the ground, I like to imagine the posture of a flower. And this works whether you're in seated meditation or even walking around. Feel yourself as if you were rooted in the ground, like a flower, and then feel your body reaching up and out from those roots, unfolding naturally toward the energy of the sun. And the sun is this moment, all of the possibility that is available only right now, if we can open ourselves and see it, hear it, feel it, experience it. If we can wake up to just right now, this brand new moment that we're in. So notice whatever way you might be pulling back or closing off from this experience. And remember, no one is here to judge you or criticize you. So see if you can feel yourself as like a flower that is naturally opening to receive it all, not holding anything back. Just take a moment here to embody that physical posture and that mental attitude, unfolding, open to receive this experience in a brand new way here with me. At any point, you might notice the habitual folding in of the flower, some form of protection, or some movement of the body or mind away from just this experience, and then just keep re-unfolding, opening back up again and again to receive all of this. So we'll start each day of the course with a grounding exercise like that, to help us tune in to just this step on the path of the mountain of one day that we're taking here together. Okay, now I'll give you an overview of the 10 daily principles all together. And don't worry about memorizing them or remembering this information for now. I'll cover them each in detail in future sessions. And no need to see them as totally distinct or necessarily in order, but just a way of breaking down the daily experience. And as I go through, you might think about how each of these are playing out in your life. Maybe which ones feel strong and healthy, and which ones might benefit from some adjustments. So here they are, 1 through 10. Number 1, waking up. Simple enough, but I think really impactful in terms of when and how this is done. This sets the tone and the trajectory for the rest of your day right from the beginning. So the principle of waking up is intentionally deciding how it is that you begin your day from the moment you open your eyes. And so I'll share more about this one in the next session. So 1, waking up. Now number 2, calibration. This is like course correcting the ship of your life, clarifying and calibrating your ship to the direction or the compass that is most true to you. This is where you might fit in a formal meditation practice, but this could also be something like prayer or reflection and journaling, taking time in nature, or really any time spent calibrating you to this right now experience and connecting you to who you most deeply are. And I find that it's helpful to make time for this principle at some point in the morning before the momentum of your day has picked up. And it makes it easier to course correct again and again throughout the day when you've already done a deep course correction in the morning. So that's number 2, calibration. And now number 3, care. This is related to the type of attention that we pay to each moment. And I really mean each and every moment. The amount of attentive care that we offer to every action and movement that we engage in, big and small. It could be an important conversation, or it could just be opening the fridge. Each action presents an opportunity to express how much I care about this one chance to be alive. Every little movement is the outer proof of the inner clarity and focus of your mind. So that's the principle of care. And now number four, authenticity. So this relates to vulnerability and courage in my mind. Taking the risk to reveal parts of oneself that we might fear being rejected or criticized. Taking the risk to show who we really are. And then by doing that, potentially being seen and understood as we really are. And I think it's easier to act in ways that feel authentic during the day when we've already spent some time alone calibrating first, that second principle. The practice of calibration can clarify what it means to you to be authentic, which isn't always so clear. So that's number four, authenticity. Okay, now number five, reception. So this is taking new things in, being open and learning, taking in the newness of all of this that's happening only right now in this moment. Taking in the newness of other people, of our work, of nature. This is embodying the beginner's mind that you might be familiar with. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. That quote from Shunryu Suzuki. So that's reception, just taking a stance of receiving and letting go of any sort of doing or proving or exerting, remembering to look at things through the eyes of a beginner, at least at some point throughout the day. That's reception. And now number six, creation. Creation of meaningful work and play. Connecting to what is most meaningful about the work that you do. And then also finding at least some time for play for no other reason than the act itself. And I like to think of these last two principles, reception and creation, as existing together in a sort of optimal, balanced wavelength. Moving deep into just receiving, letting go of the pressure of creating, of doing, of proving yourself, and then from that receiving space, pushing out with enthusiasm into creation, back and forth, receiving and creating, kind of like the movement of the breath in and out. So that's reception and creation. And now number seven, noticing. This one is similar to care, but maybe in a unique way. A unique form of care that I think merits its own principle. So this is noticing your particular habitual patterns. Those patterns of thinking and acting that are signatures for you and are based on your own unique life experiences. Those automatic habits that may be developed to help you adapt to your environment in some way, but have become harmful or limiting or distracting over time. Simply by noticing those patterns, clearly, again and again, just clearly noticing without judgment or criticism, they begin to loosen. And you can gradually create more and more space between the things that happen in your daily life and your ultimate response to them, expanding the space between stimulus and response, just by building this muscle of clearly noticing your automatic patterns. So that's noticing. Now, number eight, movement. Making some room in the day for physical activity. Using this body, this miraculous combination of parts, to just move in harmony, to sort of celebrate it in whatever way that you can, and to connect your mind with your body. Sometimes we can become so ruled by the thinking mind and live only from the neck up. So movement practice is some time spent feeling into all of your body and integrating it all together, giving the thinking mind a little bit of a rest, at least for a part of the day. And now number 9, loving connection. This one can be applied both to others, as well as loving connection with yourself. And maybe most importantly, with yourself. And it may be that in order to truly feel loving connection with others, we need to be able to show others who we truly are versus who we think others want us to be. Otherwise, we're sort of guaranteeing that at least a part of ourselves cannot be seen and cannot connect with others and with the world around us. And those parts, the parts you've learned to hide, might really be needing your own love. So that's loving connection, both with others and with yourself. Finding some time during the day to genuinely express that feeling. And then finally, number 10, resting. Like the first principle, waking up, this is simple, but also I think really important in the way that it's done. And I believe that if these other themes of the day have been taken care of and really attended to, then we might feel tired in a really satisfying and beautiful way at the end of the day, looking out from the peak of the mountain that you just climbed, and then feel ready to simply rest, and then sleep and recover, and start again. So those are the 10 daily principles: waking up, calibration, care, authenticity, reception, creation, noticing, movement, loving connection, and resting. So I will leave you with that overview for today. And then next time we will take a deep dive into the first principle, waking up. I would encourage you to maybe journal in between these meetings to take stock of these different principles and write about how they play out in your life and how you might like them to play out, or different things you might experiment with. It could be a helpful complement to these sessions. So if your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. Prepare to transition into the rest of your day. And I look forward to being with you next time.